This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D and Devin David and DeBose, the sports doctor, the insurance doctor, and old left eye Jack. So here we are. And before we left for the break, we're just talking about some national Facebook news. Jim had an interesting story he was going over and some back and forth that he was doing with a BLM activist. And just kind of, you know, talking about where we are in the state of our country and what people's thought processes are and the people we have in elected positions who are breaking the law. And it stems from our leaders. And we have to change that mentality. Speaking of that mentality, we have an opportunity coming up. It's coming up quick, and that's the GOP presidential race. And to elect an official that's going to help from the top down set the example of what things need to be. And we started with, 18. Did we? Yeah, 18 of them. We're down to 13. We're still including former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore. He's still in the race, whose poll numbers are so low that he failed to qualify for the four of the past five TV debates.
So, wow. He's hanging on, though.
Yeah, he was reportedly has failed to qualify for several primaries. That means his name won't even be on the ballot when voters go to those states, but he's still hanging on. So good for you, Jimmy.
Wait. Jimmy boy.
way to be a team player.
Money to spend, I guess.
Martin O'Malley, he shares the primary field with only Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. So he's hanging in there, but he's on the lower end of those two, so he should be dropping.
So he's
out.
On the Democrat side?
He's on
the
Democrat side. He's
in single digits.
Yeah, he's very single digits.
He plays the guitar, though.
We got Rand Paul and Ohio Governor.
John Kasich,
who should be dropping out soon. Their numbers are pretty low. Kasich keeps saying a lot of people just keep counting me out.
Yep.
But we found oil in Ohio. We found oil.
I didn't know it was missing.
I didn't know it was missing, but we found it. And now we're doing well. People are working. We can do that for the country if you elect me president. That's what he says every time. They said they've counted me out all my career, but we just keep plugging along. We need to plug somewhere else so we can get some money in. I think Rand Paul is the one that when he drops, really feel that he will take a lot of animosity with him. Because when he comes, people just don't like him. He's just an annoying person.
I actually thought in the last debate he did pretty well.
He did. Yeah. But he's not going to do well enough to get a nomination, and he's just causing problems for the person who should be getting a nomination, whether it be Trump, whether it be Cruz, whether it be Carson. That's the problem with Republicans, okay? They all want to win, you know, every one of them, and they don't care about the party as a whole. And the Democrats are smart. In a way, hey, they're only going to put up one or two people. They're only going to put up one or two people up there that's going to battle it out, and they're not going to have a whole,
candidates. The wave on the Republican side is a lot of them are some of the ones that are higher in the ratings are ones that are not necessarily they don't go along with the Republican establishment, and they're kind of going off on their own a little bit more conservative because. The Republicans established is moving more center left than ever.
Well,
so.
Rick Santorum back in 2012 won the Iowa caucus, but now he's polling about 2%. People have already made up their minds who they like. Okay, they made up their minds. It's time for the Carly Fiorina step down.
Yep.
It's time just run with three. Let's run with Carson. Let's run with Cruz. Let's run with Trump. And Marco Rubio, he's got a lot of big supporters, but he ain't going to make it. He's not going to make it. I think he's too young, and I think he's, honestly, I think a lot of people just think he's arrogant and think that he kind of lies to him.
Well, he's been, the point that I point out one of our last shows is, I mean, you're talking about insiders, you're talking about all these different things. I mean, the fact is he's been in the Senate and the Congress. Mm-hmm. Quite some time. I mean, he was down in Florida and yeah. The Speaker of the House, I believe, down there and in the state house.
I mean, I like the guy. I like the guy a lot. I just don't think he's. I don't think he's ready.
He's more of an establishment guy than the others, you know. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing is you're seeing those three that are not necessarily the establishment people that are kind of coming out ahead. And that's a direction that Republican voters obviously want to go. So, and independents as well. So,
well, we need as a Republican nation need to take a stand. So,
well, one of the other polls that I saw too talking about Trump is that he's got a lot of registered Democrat supporters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he has a lot of Democratic views too. He used to be a Democrat, so he carries some of that with him. But I'm excited to see what's going to happen. 2016 is here now. We should be narrowing it down. We need to get down to three. Let's run with it. Let's pick a president. Let's throw Hillary out, you know, where she needs to be. And let's you know, as a nation, move forward. And it's going to be a crazy, crazy exciting year. I'm actually looking forward to all the stuff that's going to happen with the race. And, I mean, I can't wait. I want to go out and volunteer, you know. It's a lot of fun. And I've enjoyed following it. But. That is national
Facebook
news,
and I know we're wrapping up to getting close to the end of the show, and I just want to touch on something real quick. That the holiday season's over. We closed our kiosk up at the Athens Square Mall for Gez Gear, and that's what I was working on last night when Jim was texting me. I was putting together some spreadsheets, and we're making a big push for sales calls starting today, and. We've already seen a huge benefit from being up at the mall. I've already had, you know, phone calls, people calling me, hey, you guys gonna still be there? How can I get product? I've already sold several pieces to people who took flyers home with them. So it's good. Things are looking up. It's gonna be an exciting year for.
And that's what you hope for going into that venture. At the mall was to get that.
Yeah. I'm really excited about what's to come, and I'm looking forward to our trip in June when we go to Baltimore. I think that's going to be
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a big deal for us, and you know we got a trade show coming up in May in Augusta. So Dustin's excited, and he's doing a good job. I've got him so far ready to get on Google Drive, and he knows his roles, his responsibility, and Brandy's doing awesome with creating spreadsheets. So we're moving forward. I'm excited.
Good stuff.
Nice.
That is it for me. Perfect. Jackson out.
Yeah, that's. I was glad to see that everything went well with the cart there, and you're really getting some promising leads and getting in front of some people that can move some product for you. And
I tell you, though, product, man. Retail's tough, man. Retail is tough when you're standing there in the mall, but we need to do it. We need someone to be able to pick us up and sell our product, but nobody's going to sell it like we did.
No. Well, I mean, the fact is Gez Gear had a phenomenal year.
We did.
They really did. I mean, just from the
and
fact
thank you that, for saying that.
Just from the fact of where it started. just you know, what June, and to now. I mean, there's a lot of sales. A lot of things have moved forward for Gez Gear, and so I'm really excited to see what 2016 is going to bring. And I mean, where you're going to be at your 1 year. I mean.
We hadn't even got there yet.
You're not even a year in. So, I mean, from where it was, which a year ago, which was nothing, except a vision and product, to a point now to where you've got Denver Broncos using it. You've got a lot of different football teams, a lot of different colleges, universities.
Yeah.
It's been in a retail
Auburn University.
Space. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that's using it. So, I'm excited to see where Gez Gear is going to go here this 2016. But I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. It's been
we got one more piece of business.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Yeah, tell us
who's our DB.
Who's the DB of the
hands down, Jim DeBose. Without it, Dave did try to come on there with the last minute flourish with some hand signals.
Yeah, that was just me sending some love.
I was telling
you how much I care about
well,
you, number one.
Each of those got you two more strokes down here, buddy.
Gosh. So,
but no, you don't compare with Jim. Jim's up like seven.
We hit seven. That's phenomenal.
Wow, that's
well, congratulations.
New record.
Jim.
Congratulations, Jim.
I appreciate it.
For winning DB of the week. DB
of the week.
But we want to thank everybody again for listening to our show. This is episode 22. And we want to hope that
we love you.
You learned something, got something interesting out of it.
That's
And if you're offended, great. If not, well, listen, keep on listening. You'll be offended soon enough.
That's right.
But you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM WJBB, and we will see you next week.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.